the apikiris we got ourselves into yesterday, yeah? You weren't here yesterday, so you didn't get into trouble. We got into trouble. We have to get out of the trouble. What can I do? We spoke yesterday about the difference between being a poel and a shutif. From Adam Rishon to Avram Avinu, everybody wanted to be a poel. Talking about the tzaddikim. Noach tzaddik, Mesushalach, Chanoich. They did what they were told to do, but they didn't understand what Avram Avinu understood. That's what we said yesterday. When Avram Avinu was mischesed im koinoi, Avram Avinu did chesed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can see you've been traveling. When you hear that statement, you should get shocked to the core. Sorry. Englishmen don't show their shock. Sorry. But why is he so calm? He's not British. The Zohar Kodesh says, Avraham Avinu is chesed im koinei, did chesed for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We said that's kfira.
How do you do chesed for Kodesh Baruch?
It's kfira. It's kfira. Not how can you. It's kfira.
He says it.
The Zohar Kodesh says it.
Before. But he answers what it is. Why
we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We've got another 195 pages to go. Till then, don't ask any questions. Oh, so while you were away, we finished. We finished Bais Yehudi, and we started now by a request, popular request. We started the last sefer, which is called Pirkei Machshava. Teiras Ha'avos Lehachzir Torah LeYoshana. That's what we started. We just started now. You haven't missed much. You missed three pages. I have no idea. It hasn't been translated into English. The Torah of the Fathers would be the best translation. Alright. We said, therefore, that the Rebbe that needs to be learned and understood is Avraham Avinu. And we spoke, just for those who weren't here, we spoke about the difference between Torah's Moshe and Torah's Avos. This isn't doing the recording any good. Eh? Someone will have to ask them. Not me, I can't, I'm not allowed to, but somebody should maybe ask them to. Sit over there, because people, when they listen to it, no, I don't mind, it doesn't bug me, but when people listen to this, everyone, the people that listen to this later, and lo shalim etzah. So, zu Torah ha'avos hamaledes otanu lo rak keitzad lias yudim. It's not enough to know how to be a Jew. That's very easy, by the way. To know how to be a Jew is very easy. Not dealt at all. Take it a Shulchan Aruch, get a Rebbe, and learn how to be a Jew. The complicated problem is Ela Lama Liot Yehudim. Why to be a Jew? The Dama Be'atzmeinu Shakodesh Boruch Rabbi Chabanu Ayoy Letavkit Shel Avraham Avinu. What would we do if we were chosen today by Kodesh Boruch Hu to be Avraham Avinu? Liyos Magaya Geirim Ulahazbe Lekol Oyved Elilim Liva Midas Ki Yesh Elokim Chaim Ba'olam V'Tzarich La'Avdoi. You got to go and explain to all the Balavad Azori out there, you got to go speak to all the whole world and explain to them that there's a God, a living God, you have to serve Him. Can you go and explain to Him and persuade Him how wonderful and beautiful and happy and pleasant it is to be a Jew? How much preferable our life is to their lives. I'm talking about a learned goy, a rich learned goy. The whole world's open to him. Could you explain it to yourself, let alone to somebody up there? The educated, wealthy goy. There's the whole world open to him, and explain to him why it's better to be a frum Jew than to be a goy. The best goy in the world. A goy with everything. Everything, everything. He has everything in the world.
But he has nothing.
No, no. You have to go explain to him he has nothing. He'll laugh at you. What do you mean I have nothing? I have everything. Machaseli. You can explain it to him. We can't explain it to our own children. We can't explain it to ourselves.
Yo, obligation to do this?
You shouldn't have any obligation to do it to yourself. Are we so happy and thriving on the fact that Hashem didn't make us like the goyim? Maybe we just, you know, we're stuck in our Jewishness. I was born a Jew, I was born a frum Jew, and whatever, you do it because that's what you do. Ein breira. But perhaps we're lacking that simcha and oisha that Avraham Avinu was able to radiate out into his entire environment. Thousands and thousands megayed because they saw the simcha that Avraham Avinu radiated. The enormous simcha of being an Eved Hashem. If we're still walking around a little bit sad and a little bit blackened, a little bit cloudy, we feel that we're lacking in our spiritual growth, and that upsets us even there. Not talking about the fact that we don't have all the money we want and all the physical stuff we want, all the health we want, all the nachas we want. Even we don't have all the Torah we want. We don't have all the ruchniyistika levels we want. We're still upset about that. It means we still haven't been able to understand what the gil of the Torah Sa'avos was.
I never find an answer. Where are the people that Abraham compared to the Kerim?
Chazal talk about that. Why they didn't stick. Okay, that Chazal talks about. Very good. Excellent. No. That's the Gemara's talk about that. Gemara talks about it. Have a look at it after maybe. Gemara's discussed it. All we have left from Avraham Avinu was Yitzchak and Yaakov. What happened to all the thousands of gayim? That's his question. That's not our question. That's a separate question. That's not what we're dealing with now. Nachinami. That's how Or Avraham started. Or Avraham started in the back that a lot of kiruv has been doing, and a lot of people going off the derech soon after. It wasn't sticking. I mean, they would become from, get very excited, go back wherever they came from, and they would lose it all. That was the need for Or Avraham when it started 20 years ago. To provide a second phase place that could take people all the way through. All the way. Go the distance. That's how we started. Marlon, that's exactly how we started.
Why we have to be Jewish?
That's the question. This is the question.
Why to know this one? It's important to know this one.
We'll speak about it afterwards. After the Holocaust, what was important was to know how to be a Jew. Klal Yisrael had to be rebuilt. Klal Yisrael had moved back to Eretz Yisrael. There was tons of halachas that people had forgotten. There was halachas about Eretz Yisrael and Nerud. Came the Chazanish, came the halachas, came people. I put a lot of koichas into, you have a look, a lot of the Rosh Hashivas were poiskim. Rav Shach could have been a poisik if he wanted to, but you see he didn't. But there was Rav Shlomo Zalman, there was Rav Elashiv, there was an enormous need, what Rav Nissen rebuilt. The Batei Dinim, all the Chazanish with all the Dinim of Shemitah and the Mitzvah Talu Ba'eretz, is enormous need to get how to be a Jew. People, there was nothing left, there was no Mesoiris. The world's changing. Today, that's not the problem. Today, Baruch Hashem, how to be a Jew is easy. How to do Maestros? You have a Rishum by the Keren Maestros. Anybody know how to check letters? No, because it comes already clean. Yeah. You know, what was the hardest job for the Pesach Seder ever? Hours and hours. I remember checking the letters. Today, who checks letters?
Who salts chickens?
I asked my mom was salting chicks, salting the meat. She did her own. She didn't rely on the Beis Din. She wanted to do her own salting and whatever. Today, who does anything? How to be a Jew? It's so hard. All you do is just do what everybody else does. That's fine. That's the best hechsh in the world. Everyone does it. Why do you eat in that restaurant? I don't know. Everybody eats there. You know what hechsh is? Yeah, everyone does it. So that's easy to be a Jew today. Just look at everybody else and see whatever they're doing. You can make the same mistakes as them. I'm joking. I'm saying that it's very easy to be. How hard is it to be a Jew today? You want the best frumest $20,000 pair of tefillin? Got it. Short of esregim? You got a problem this year getting an esrog?
No.
The guy's coming to shul today with 5-6 esregim. Makaralia. Well, they couldn't choose one good one. They shouldn't. Sure. It's a problem. How to be a Jew today? You walk into a shop, they've got tzitzis, they've got this, they've got that, they've got 20 different types of tzitzis according to every possible shitty in the world. You have to sit and spill in the wool and... So what's the problem? Why is everyone so miserable? Because they don't know why. They don't know why they're doing it. What we're saying is that despite the fact that we were zeicher, we merited not to be bnei noyach. We said it this morning. Thank God I'm not a ben noach. I'm not noach. That's a celebration. And we shutfim b'mayis abreishis and not just workers. We mama shutfim, we'll discuss it later. That internal deep satisfaction with our Yiddishkeit, the deep simcha that we have with our Yiddishkeit, neto, is missing. As the Rambam says, the Gemara says, person is chayv every day to say, Mosai. When are my deeds going to get to the deeds of my fathers? In order to get to that hakara, we have to go deep as usual, and we have to meditate as usual, and understand what is this enormous simcha, what is this treasure that fell into our laps. When a person's keeping his Yiddishkeit because of simcha, because of a real deep relationship, and his whole Yiddishkeit is about relationship, then he's not trying to get out of doing things. It's not a heavy load. It's not this religious obligation that he has. And he's not trying to work out ways of getting out of the heavy load. He's not just being Yaitzi Zayn. Yetalokhen. He doesn't get thrown around by all the troubles in the world. The world can be turning upside down and falling apart. He doesn't need the whole world, the chevra, the friends, to keep him going because he knows that he has the emes. He walks with the truth even though it's against everybody else. People look at him like he's nuts. That's the truth. His son told you at the Espadim. I don't know if you were here for the Espadim. He was a very wealthy man, Rav Taub. He was a very, very wealthy man. And he had big business deals. When you're a big millionaire, you have big millionaire deals. He said there were one sitting in a meeting. The lawyers, the accountants were about to sign a very, very big deal. In the middle of the meeting, a phone call came. There was some Shalom Bais question. Some couple needed to see him. Now, Rav Taub Zatzal, the one thing everybody knew about him, when you called him and said, when can I come? It was usually now. It wasn't like, let me look at my diary. Maybe in 3 weeks, maybe tomorrow, I don't know. Or if he's in town, if he's available, come now. Or come in an hour, or come in 2 hours. He would never push things off. It was an amazing thing. He always answered the phone. And when he was always available. It was an amazing thing. So in the middle of this meeting, his phone rings, he answers the phone, he gets up and he says, I've got to go. He says, where you go? He says, there's a Shalom Bais here, I have to go deal with it. But Abba, we're about to sign that we've been working on this deal for years. You whatever, lo ichpatli, lo man yenoti. He said, we won't do the deal. You think your money comes from your deals? Money comes from Hashem. We'll get the money, we won't get the money. But right now, Shalom Bais is more important than all the money in the world. He got up and he walked out the meeting. Shubaya. That's an ish emes. He was doing this all the time. I don't know. Good question. You're right. I've thought about it plenty. How did he have time for all of this? When did he have time for all this learning and whatever? I don't know. And when did he give his shiurim? You would start listening to all the tapes of his shiurim. I don't know if he would ever finish. So when did he give them?
He was a malach.
No, wasn't a malach. I met him. I knew him. He ate in my house.
I'm saying he was a malach.
He was a Jew. No. That's the mistake you make. The malachim can't do this. This needs a Jew.
So this is work.
This is a Jew. You have to sit down and work. You have to sit down and work. There's no time.
It wasn't above Teva at all.
We're all above Teva.
Okay, so there you go.
We're transcendent, but that's a Jew. That's not a malach.
So anyone can do this, you said. Right.
Anyone can do what he has to do. Okay. You can't do what he did. He did what he had to do. You have to do what you have to do. But anyone can excel in what he has to do. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu asks you to do a job and he'll help you do it, you'll do it.
Right.
You met Rav Tabaya. He ever looked anxious? He ever looked like he was in a hurry? He ever looked like he was under lachat?
Who was he?
It was real Tabaya.
He lived here?
He lived all over the world.
I don't know.
He was based in Monsey. That was his base. Well, where he actually was.
I don't understand. This is
the safer
we're learning right now?
We're learning his safer. He's a mechaber. I don't know if he wrote the svarim. The svarim was written from his shirim or whatever. I don't think he actually sat down and wrote the svarim. And people who write the svarim. The Holocaust survivor. He built Monsey. You've been to Monsey? You heard of Monsey? So he developed Monsey. He was the first person. He developed Monsey. He was the property developer that started Monsey. Yeah, he developed Monsey. But he never stopped being an Eved Hashem. He was always serving Hashem. He was always, that's what he did. That's what he did. Why? Because he knew what the truth was. When you live with the truth internally, so then help someone who's trying to buy us or make $50 million. Like it's not even any soya.
Wow.
Of course you can help the Shalom buyers. Ma, what's the question? There's any soy in there? There's not any soy in, if you understand the truth. Right. I'm not asking anybody to tell us what they would do. I know what I would do.
Sounds like a big test.
אחד הנקודות החשובות is באיזה בחינה של יגיע מייסה למייסה אבויסה. One of the enormously important נקודות when we're dealing with this מושג, this sugar called יגיע מייסה למייסה אבויסה, הוא עניין עבודת השם בלי עזרה וסיוע מבחוץ. We're talking about being עבד השם without any external support. לא עבד השם יסברך כמו אברהם אבינו. How did Avraham Avinu support Hashem? He was alone and the whole world was against him. Avram, he was Oiv on one side and the whole world stood on the other side. He wasn't fazed by whatever was going on around him. If we meditate on our situation, אנחנו לא צריכים שום מקור לרעיון הזה. זה מציל חיינו. ואין על זה שום חלק כשאנו מתבוינים בניסיון דרנו שהיא הטכנולוגיה והתקשורת. Today you don't need anyone to prove this to you. When you look at the etzem nisoin that we're facing today, it's a nisoin of being alone. We mentioned before. Today a person could be memte sharet to me, could do every avery in the book and I wouldn't even know about it because it's done privately. All you have to do is take your phone into your room, lock the door, and who knows where you are. The whole world, you have the whole world at your fingertips. Anamagalim shall call Yochid Levado. By the way, that might have something to do with the corona thing. What's the one message of this coronavirus? I haven't thought this through. I'm just.
Don't if you're not.
Don't eat Avim Minachai Loman Yenoti. No, you're not.
What is that? Why is that? What is that?
I'm not talking about corona. I just want to get back to what we're learning. One second. When Hashem does something, even though it's to the Chinese, it's got nothing to do with us, it's got something to do with us. It's only for us. Israel, Israel, it's for us. So what do we learn? So in Achinami, there is something I'll explain to you afterwards. So now there is something to do with Michael Rasurois. The gematria is Michael Rasurois, and the codes where they found it has to do with Shotzim and Ramoshim. That's where it is in the Torah. This coronavirus, when you look for it in the Torah, you find it there by all the Michael Rasurois, whatever. Yeah, there's a lesson there for us as well about how we eat and what we eat and where we eat and whatever. Yes, mashallah, she'ifas. But there's something else very interesting. Rav Gross has pointed this out to me yesterday. And I've been playing with it a lot. And that is bidud. Bidud. You have to isolate yourself. That's all everyone's talking about. These poor yidden that sat on this boat in Japan, they're on this beautiful cruise, luxury cruise. What did they do? They got put in solitary confinement. The Scud missile war, what was the message? Don't you seal rooms?
Hide in your rooms.
Hide in your room.
Where does it say this in the
Torah? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk Yeshaya. Lech ami lechadrech. Lech ami lechadrecho. Atsheyov asoira.
Literally, hide in your room.
Go, it says, the pasuk says, go hide in your room until the storm passes or something like that. Okay. There's a message here, okay, that we're too connected to the world. Person has to disconnect from the world a little bit. You have to go into bidud. You have to go into your own. The Jews have to isolate themselves a little bit. We're totally mingled in and assimilated with the goyish world. The message here is ktzat machshava. Not asking everyone to go lock themselves up away, you know. Avok ktzat machshava. Ulay ani yocholin atek ktzat. Maybe I can just detach a little bit from the chukas agoyim that we're involved in. A little bit. A little bit. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, that's just a thought. But that's what he's saying here. Kol yochid levado itzarich lilachem keneged azahuma shebekol olam. Each Jew has to fight. There's no war against the Jews today. The war's against each individual Yid. Each individual Jew is being attacked on a day-to-day basis. His Judaism is being attacked. Ein mi sheyazalom. There's no one that can help you. Hu levado yechidin keneged kol olam. You're stuck in your little cabin there on the boat in Japan with the Wi-Fi going. Kol ha'olam merukaz b'milchama kedei lisreif oid neshama yehudit achas. The whole world's busy working out how to burn one more Jewish neshama. V'al zeh bo ha'remez b'seif ha'megal ha'mukos. Sham ha'kodesh bo'chu l'Avram Avinu b'cho choismim. Ha'kodesh bo'chu tells to Avram Avinu, the simple pshat is that's why we say in the brocha, the first brocha we say in Shmon Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. How do we end off? Baruch Ata Hashem. Again Avram, what happened to Yitzhak and Yaakov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, B'cha Chayismin, I'm signing off with you. But the Galah Mukah says, Hainu Shechasimus HaGolus V'sir Mezu Tiyeh B'Koyich Shal Avram Avinu. The signing off of the Golus, the end of the Golus, the period leading up to the Geula, will be a Tchuna of Avram Avinu. You'll have to have the Koyches of Avram Avinu in order to survive. He was the Yochid against the whole world. And only somebody who's blind and doesn't have any seichel can argue with it. It's a completely different milchama today. Completely different war. The whole world's from, everyone's from. Where's the nisoyin in the individual? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Akochenu shenidreshes b'kol echad mitanu es ha'avoda ha'tzuma shel Avram Avinu liyos b'bechinas lech lecho ma'atzucho. We need to get in touch with Avram Avinu's avoda. Lech lecho.
Big schos to live now.
What are you talking about? It's you. Greatest gym that ever was.
Yeah, right? The greatest, right?
Beautiful. Oh. Where did you come from? Where are you going? What? Where have you been? You're looking for a guy like me for years. Where did you learn?
I didn't ever
learn
yeshiva.
No, that's one.
I don't know how to learn.
That's one. He never went to yeshiva.
I know,
I'm learning
now. I just started learning. My wife wants me to learn, so I'm learning.
No, I understand. Now the guy, that's why he thinks straight still, because he never went to yeshiva. That's
I don't know. It's interesting, yeah.
Kashe Avram Avinu Hikir.
I don't know.
I once learned Basun Rosh Yeshiva. So he told me that he had a balabos, he had a chavrusa with a balabos. He used to learn 3 hours every morning with a balabos. This balabos never learned in yeshiva, so he didn't know you could talk dvarim b'talim while you learned. Because it was the best chavrusa he ever had. The guy just learned 3 hours straight. There was no talking, getting up, going for coffee, walking around. He said, this guy never learned in yeshiva. No, you're allowed to do that. He just knew you had to learn, so he learned. Kashabra Mavino Hiki Be'emes, or Boise Rega Be'etzim, Igilashu Oila Mole, Bishvila Shemis Barach. When Avram Avinu stood, I need oila male. I have everything I need. I'm Yen Hashem. Memele mutal alav tafkid elyon ravso. And he understood that he had a much more transcendent, elevated mission in this world. Hulo vitel alav volit pal mikol asoy vavoy sevahal acharei Hashem isbrach v'nesidus nefesh. You want to bow down to your gods, Nimrod? No? I'll throw you in the fire? Throw me in the fire. Problem. There's a big vikuach with Avram and Noach whether that was mutter or not.
What do you mean, Mr.
Noach held that it was also to give up your life.
Who said Noach?
Noach. Noach held that it was also to do what Avram did.
That's why he didn't become Jewish.
That's why he never magayed. Avraham Avinu held you to give up your life rather than be b'eved avodah zarah. Noach held not like that. You'll see, it's not so poshut. It's a big sugya. The more kind of judges we call echad meitano avoida hazu lis'alo is a litchazek bedvorim shu yodua b'mkoyme maki shem sheker v'ayin roi la'aso is kain. We have to start recognizing for ourselves what's true, what's not true. Distance ourselves from what we know to be sheker. Lo litpael mikol ha'sovim o'toyli yoyis b'b'chines lech lecho ma'atzecha m'letecho b'beis avicho. Lo litpael miklum l'mana emes. Not to be zuzzed and moved and get freaked out, but the MS is the MS. That's what I'm driven by, that's what moves me. That's got to be our starting point. We have to see how to build. We're right at the beginning of the safer, he's already getting heavy. You expect us right at the end. he's hitting us hard, yeah. We haven't even started yet, he's already clapping us like this. Oh, let's stop there. So we stopped at 10. Don't go away, there's a lot of stuff to be done here.
How often do you ever get a shiur?
Every morning, 9:10, except Friday. It's not a shiur.
What is it?
It's like, whatever. I was learning on my own and they started hanging around.
It's a book reading club.
You just found them.
It's a club.
Yeah, it's a club.
Reading club. Do you have an extra copy of the saver?
It's a club. Very nice. I'll try to make it every day, hopefully. See what.
Come, come,
I like it. Really, you've got a nice
saver every morning.